Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national HRMC training call here on Monday morning, November 11th, 2018. This is Mike Riches hosting the call from the Dallas, Texas area. We are very, very privileged this morning to be joined by Mr. Jamie Doucette, one of our top executives, a $150,000 ring earner. We've got, again, just a top producer, top leader, top team builder. We are in for a treat this morning with Mr. Doucette, and we want to get to his training. We do have a few announcements that we want to cover to start the call off, so we want to dive right into those. I hope that everyone, at least our U.S. team, had a great Thanksgiving last week, and hope that it was not only a great holiday week, but a great prospecting and decision-maker week as well. I know that many of you are out working hard throughout the week, meeting with companies, prospecting companies. I know many of you were prospecting companies on Wednesday that led to some great things, and I'm just excited when our team takes those types of opportunities seriously. It's almost like we've been given a gift here in the fourth quarter. You know, typically most years, Thanksgiving is towards the end of the month. I can't tell you how many times we've had, you know, Thanksgiving, and then the end of the month falls, you know, either the day after or on the weekend after, and, you know, people are rushing in, trying to get business in, and with the holiday, it's kind of difficult, and Legal Shield's closed, and, you know, all these different things. Well, you and I have been given a gift this week. We've got an entire 5 days here to close out the month of November. There are some of you that have already sent in a ton of business. Your executive director qualified. Many of you are already Performance Club Pro qualified with your 180 points, or Performance Club qualified with your 90 points for the month of November. And we commend you. Some of us are still getting some business in, and that's okay too. Like I said, it's almost like we've been given a gift here with Thanksgiving falling so early in the month. We've got an entire business week left, all 5 days this week left to submit business. What I want to encourage you to do is take a look at where you're standing right now and ask yourself, okay, what would it take to get to that next point? What would it take to meet my next level advancement? I hope that that's something that you know anyway. But if you don't, then definitely listen to what I'm saying to you this morning. What would it take to get to your next level advancement? If you're a director right now with 15 sales on the month, you know it's 10 sales to get to senior director, or 35 sales to get to executive director. But what if you're a manager right now? How many sales would it take you to get to senior manager? What if you're a senior manager? How many sales would it take you to get to director? And many of you are within striking distance that if you really took this week seriously, you not only could qualify for Performance Club Pro and other goals that you might have, but you can hit that next level advancement as well. And I just want to encourage you to take that seriously and really take advantage of these 5 days that we've got left in the month of November. As you well know, and as we've been talking about on this call for weeks now, this fourth quarter is such a unique time. And the space between Thanksgiving and Christmas, so, you know, typically that's a three-week space, but now we're talking an entire month. In fact, more than a month between Thanksgiving and Christmas. But we've just got, like I said, kind of a gift of time here. It is such an exceptional time to take these solutions into the marketplace. One stat that we threw out on last week's call, this is part of our holiday identity theft workshop, 80% of online shopping takes place between Black Friday and Christmas. That stat's a few years old now, so it very well could be higher. I know this. I'm doing more shopping online right now than I was 3 or 4 years ago. So, but I think it's safe to at least stay with the stat that we've got sourced, which is 80% of that online shopping takes place between Black Friday, which was this past Friday, and Christmas morning. Well, listen, that being the case, we have got to get out and protect people. This is a time of year where identity thieves It's like they've been waiting all year. Kind of like, you know, you think of a small child waiting for Christmas morning. That's kind of how identity thieves are, waiting for the holiday season. They've been waiting. And now is the time that they are striking. They are not only stealing identities, but now is the time that they are using those stolen identities. Let me say that one more time. There are people who are being victimized right now, that their identity was compromised 6 to 12 months ago. In some cases, 1 to 2 years ago, their identity was compromised, and the thieves have been patient. The thieves have been waiting. The criminals have been patient, and now they're attacking. They're attacking when there's so much else going on. It will be virtually impossible for that victim to try to clean up the mess in any kind of short term. And what that's doing for victims right now today is it's ruining their holiday season. You know, this season that's supposed to be a season of peace and love and joy is a nightmare. It's becoming a nightmare for victims who are finding out that their identity is being used. And again, we know the different types of identity theft. Some of those victims, their identity is being used for criminal activity. Some of those victims, their identity is being used to for someone to get a job somewhere. Certainly there's financial identity theft happening right now like never before. Well, I hope that you feel some of that. I hope that what the message I'm trying to bring to you this morning is that this is a time of year to get serious about protecting families and protecting individuals. And if there's ever been a time of year that you want to bring some urgency to every conversation that you have with a decision maker, with a group of employees, if there's ever been a time that you need to be urgent in your message, that I hope that they feel, the people that are listening to you, that they feel that this is something that needs to happen now, and enrollment needs to happen now. They need to sign up right now. They need to feel that from you. Sales is just a transfer of belief, and I'm saying, do you believe what we're talking about? Because it's real, and it's happening. And those people, those employees of the company that you're meeting with the decision maker today or tomorrow, those employees are going to be hit by identity theft. And the decision maker that you meet with needs to feel that urgency in your voice. And one of the things that we have done now for several years that we've had a lot of success with that really works well in this unique time between Thanksgiving and Christmas, this, you know, again, typically about a 3-week window. Now it's about a 5-week window that we've got between Thanksgiving and Christmas, at least 4 good working weeks that we've got. And one of the things that we've had a lot of success with is the Holiday Identity Theft Workshop, where we go out and we meet with a decision maker. One reason that I really like that Holiday Identity Theft Workshop is it automatically builds some urgency into what you're doing. There's no reason to roll out a Holiday Identity Theft Workshop in January. So you've got immediate urgency when you meet with a decision maker today or last week and you say, hey, look, we've got a Holiday Identity Theft Workshop, something that we can bring in to help educate your staff on protecting themselves during the holiday season. And now let me just tell you from a logistical point of view, how do you do that? How do you do the holiday workshop? Well, you can do it several different ways. We have a Holiday Identity Theft Workshop PowerPoint that you can go download in the back office. And, you know, it's got some Christmas themes to it, and that's fine. But you don't have to use that. You can just use the regular workshop and call it a Holiday Identity Theft Workshop. It's being done during the holidays. If you want to, you know, switch out a couple of the stats with the stats from the holiday workshop, that's fine too. For example, the 80% of online shopping takes place between Black Friday and Christmas morning. That would be a good one to put in the on the facts page. But you don't have to use the holiday thing. You can use the regular one, or you don't have to use a PowerPoint at all. You know, we did a workshop last Monday. I was traveling up in Arkansas, and I did a workshop for a company up in Arkansas, and there we didn't do a PowerPoint. Or did we? Maybe we did a PowerPoint. Actually, I think we did. But that's how unnecessary it is. I didn't even remember that we did one. Actually, now that I think about it, we did decide to throw a PowerPoint up at the last second. But I've done plenty of workshops where we did not use a PowerPoint, and that's totally fine too. You can do a workshop by sharing 3 or 4 minutes of education and then talking about the solutions that we offer. That is educational. People don't understand the power and the need for these benefits that we offer. That is education when you can tell people about what we can do to protect them and their families. So I don't want you to get too caught up in the logistics of it. Here's what I want you to do. Go out today and talk to a decision maker and say, look, we've got to protect your staff. We've got to protect your employees. Right now, they are being victimized. They are being hit. And it's not only going to ruin their holiday season, it's going to ruin their work ethic for the next few months. They're going to be so stressed out dealing with identity theft, they're not going to be able to focus on what you want them to focus on. And I want you to take that urgency, and I want you to schedule these workshops. And again, I love talking about a holiday identity theft workshop because it has some automatic urgency. We've got to get this scheduled this week, next week, the week after. We've got to get these scheduled so that we can get them in during this holiday season. And one of the things that we'll do for your staff, this is good language for a decision maker, one of the things that we'll do for your staff is that we will actually cover them. If we can do it now, we will cover them on all of their identity theft issues, even if they're pre-existing. We'll be able to do that, but we've got to roll it out now during the holiday season, and that we can guarantee that we can do that. That's powerful language. When you are in front of those employees this week, next week, the week after, doing these enrollments, I hope that you've got that same level of urgency. I hope that those employees feel that this is something that they do not want to put off until after the holidays. But if there's ever a time to sign up, it's right now, today. And I hope they feel that from you. And I hope that they feel that urgency and that, and they choose to protect themselves because of the presentation that you do. I'm telling you, many of you right now are taking full advantage of this timing, of this beautiful market, this opportunity that we have. Some of you are newer, and you're just getting your feet wet, and I'm telling you, don't dip your toe in the water. Okay, this is the time to dive in with I guess you don't dive with both feet, but you jump in with both feet. It's time to jump in with both feet and get serious about this opportunity. I would hate to see you put off an opportunity until, you know, the new year, when you've got such a golden ripe opportunity right now during this holiday season. And some of you are not new, but you still need to double down on your efforts and could be taking this opportunity and its timing a lot more seriously. And I hope that our training this morning by Mr. Jamie Doucette, you find very helpful to help you do that. Before we go to Mr. Doucette, I want to go up to Cookeville, Tennessee. We've got our founder and CEO, Mr. Mark Riches, standing by. Mr. Mark Riches is flying into Dallas tonight. He and I are going to be driving up to Ada, Oklahoma tomorrow. He can tell you a little bit more about that. But for the time being, he's in Cookeville, Tennessee. We are so proud of his leadership. And, again, the only new $700,000 ring earner that Legal Shield's got, we've got him. He's our founder and CEO. And, Mark, we thank you for all that you are doing and have done. We're excited to hear some of the Legal Shield announcements that they made. And if you could run through those, that would be fantastic for our group this morning.
Awesome. Well, hey, welcome to the call, everyone. I hope all of you had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. And, Mike, I thought that was a really good recap of where we are right now in the marketplace and the timing and the lower rates available to every group we locked down. And I would just challenge every person on this call to go open a group this week, at least one, and lock it down. And I know Josh Riches headed out to do some enrollments yesterday. I mean, there's lots of stuff happening all across the country, record numbers of new groups being open right now. Let's just keep that momentum going. The big announcement I wanted to just share, and it's more of a recruiting promotion, but I wanted to just make sure everyone's aware of it, is a core closer promotion that Legal Shield announced on Black Friday. And the promotion runs from November 23rd through the 30th, so it goes all the way through this Friday. And we'll announce it, of course, on our team call Thursday night, which focuses more on recruiting, but at that point it'll only have one day left. So I wanted to at least let everyone know it's a recruiting promotion. The details you can get at gy3successteam.com under the Resources tab, under the Docs on Demand. There's a flyer up there. We also posted it on the team website. But every new associate that you recruit in that time period, November 23rd, which I think was Friday to this Friday, so during those that week, every person that we recruit as a new associate will get a free ticket to the Dallas event. So that's a really if that was it, that's a great incentive. And then if we go and work with that new associate, which we all do, and just help them sell one membership or recruit one associate, and we have the entire month of December to do that. Now, obviously, hopefully we're going to do a lot more than that with them because we want to get them Fast Start qualified. But if by December 31st we get that new associate to get one recruit or one membership, either one, then you will also receive a free ticket to Dallas. And you can use that ticket. You've probably already purchased your ticket, but you can use it for someone else. So that's a great thing. And one more last little thing, Legal Shield will give your new recruit a $100 gift card to use. So it's worth $100 to that new recruit, an extra $100 just to go sell one membership or recruit one associate before the end of the month of December, but you got to get them in now in order there's no limit. You can bring in four this week and they would all receive a ticket just for joining this week. They would get a ticket to Dallas. What a great incentive that is. And then on top of that, they've got a little added incentive to go earn an extra $100. They just need to go sell one membership or recruit one associate before the end of December. You also get a free ticket when they do that as well. So I thought that was a really nice, generous promotion. If you haven't got your ticket to Dallas, be sure to either win it through this promotion or purchase it in the back office. We only have a few left. And I know when we get together here in Cookeville, Tennessee, we're having a big systems training event. It's sold out. We've actually oversold it a little bit. Hopefully we're not going to try and sell seats like the airlines do. But it's going to be a great event on December 7th and 8th. I'm looking forward to spending that time with many of you at that event. And, of course, from that event, we'll probably be out of those tickets. So you've got less than 2 weeks left to probably get take advantage of those lower-cost tickets, and you can do that right in your back office under the Events tab. As Mike mentioned, I'm heading to Dallas this evening on a flight. Then we're going to drive up tomorrow to Ada, Oklahoma. We've got a four-hour meeting with Legal Shield, just really a strategy planning meeting to strategize how we can open more groups in 2019 than ever before. And we've got some ideas. I've been working with several of the Platinum World Council members. We're going to be presenting those. We have a brand-new updated See Your Benefits site that we'll be rolling out as well. We're doing the final touches on that right now. It's an exciting time to be in this business, and I'm looking forward to reporting back our efforts there in Ada tomorrow. It's going to be a great meeting. I'm looking forward to spending time with the executives of Legal Shield and several other Platinums and top producers will be there, and strategizing how we can really, it's more of a 2019 planning session, but I agree with Mike, totally take advantage of it right now. This is the time to lock down those groups at the lower rate, and they get to keep that lower rate forever. Appreciate each one of you and all of your efforts in the market. I'm looking forward to hearing from Mr. Jamie Doucette, one of my favorite trainers this morning, and I'll turn the call back over to you, Mike.
Well, fantastic, Mark. Hey, we are very, very excited. And by the way, airlines give $5,000, up to $5,000 if a seat is oversold. So I just want to volunteer, put my name out there kind of right up front if we have oversold that Cookeville event. I would be happy to stand for $5,000 a day.
Oh, you'll be standing.
Yeah, fair enough. Folks, and just listen, one more quick comment on this this meeting in Ada, Oklahoma that Mark and I are going to tomorrow. I just want you to understand kind of the extent of this meeting. I'm excited for it. We've got the CEO of Legal Shield, Mr. Jeff Bell, the president of their Business Solutions Division, Mr. Glenn Peterson, many other of their top executives will all be in attendance. the idea that they've invited us to not just, you know, attend and throw in our input, but really they've asked Mark to lead that group, to really, you know, to be the leader of the group of field associates that comes, and we've got a, you know, presentation that we're making. It was initially going to be a two-hour meeting. We asked for that to be a little bit longer. Jeff Bell said, look, I'd like to make it 4 hours if that's okay with you. The fact that all that's happening, I just want you to be proud of our organization, Harvard Risk Management, and the leadership that many of you have demonstrated in the marketplace is what leads to that. The reality is, and Dave Paperno spoke very elegantly about this last week, Legal Shield has looked to us for input for years now, and we're grateful for that. I mean, that's something that we feel very grateful for, the very positive working relationship that we've got with such a phenomenal company as Legal Shield. We've given them ideas. They've implemented those ideas. They've been effective, and we want to continue to do that. But we want you to know that we represent you tomorrow when we're in there. That's not really because of Mark or myself. It's really because of the outstanding leadership that we have in the field and the incredible production, the ways that we're not just selling memberships, but selling memberships the right way. We're selling business that stays on the books. All of those are things that Legal Shield looks at and says, look, we want more organizations like HRMC. We want more people like our HRMC agents. It's something I'm very proud of. I hope that you can share that sentiment as well. Again, folks, I'm so excited to be joined this morning by Mr. Jamie Doucette, live and in person here on the call. You know, Jamie, you're welcome for having a call this morning where it's under 20 degrees in Minnesota. I'm sure that you were happy to stay and be on a conference call versus being outside this morning. So we're glad to have you. Again, folks, this is one of my favorite trainers, someone that when he trains, we get so much positive feedback because he's so real about the way that he approaches this business. He is a six-figure earner with Legal Shield. We are so grateful for his leadership in our organization as well, his willingness to always share, to always open up and be so giving in the way that that he trains. We surely do appreciate him. And Jamie, with that, we appreciate you being on the call this morning, and we'll turn the call over to you, my friend.
Well, thank you, Mr. Riches. I appreciate that. Yeah, happy to be here. I actually have a balmy 18 degrees here this morning. I'm actually on my way to an enrollment over in Cheddarland over there in Wisconsin, and I just have to throw it out there, you know, any Monday morning that the, you know, after the fact that the Vikings beat the Packers, it's a good day, right? So I will throw that out there. Big rivalry between the Vikings and Packs. So it was a good game last night. So, yeah, absolutely happy to be here. Like I said, a whopping 18 degrees this morning, which I think that might be our high for the day. So I think it's actually supposed to drop into single digits. So it's all good. A happy Monday morning. We got enrollments every day this week, so we're busy. It's a great time of year. It's great to be here. So thank you to both of you, Mike and Mark, for your leadership and all that you do for this business and for us. You know, attending this meeting, going to bat for us, you know, appreciate all that you guys do. So it's not, I don't want anybody on this call to overlook that and take that for granted, because they do a lot for us. You look at the calls, the training in the back office, and all that is put out there for us is just incredible. So but definitely be grateful for that, and don't take that for granted, because it doesn't happen for everybody in this business. So with that, I'm going to get on to my training. I got a few things I want to go over, and then I'm going to leave you with a story at the end that I found interesting last night when dates back to when I first got into this business. So my training this morning is 12 actions to becoming elite. So and whether that's actions or, you know, just tasks, it's just 12 things that you need to take take action on, take, you know, just do to becoming elite in this business. And matter of fact, for whatever it is you're going to do, whether it's this business or it's something else. So the first thing is really model the mindset and habits and behaviors of people performing at the level that you want to be at. You know, you got to surround yourself with as many top leaders and experts in your field that you can possibly network and be around. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, Mark just went over it. Mike just talked about it. This event coming up in December, you know, in Nashville, the systems training, you know, I think it's in Cookeville. But then also, you know, Mark talked about, you have 2 weeks to grab your tickets before all these tickets are gone for OKC, or not OKC, but Dallas, coming up here at the end of March. You know, get your tickets for that. Legal Shield, Damon John's going to be there. You know, it's taking that action. You're going to be around top leadership in this company. That's where your leaders are at. So get your ticket. Don't procrastinate. You know, do it today. Invest in yourself, as they say. So number two, teach your craft. You know, as you're learning and growing in this business, the more you can share and teach, it's just going to deepen your understanding of this business, heightens your awareness, because things that you say, you know, you're going to also have to follow through on. You know, as they see as they say, the teacher learns the most. You know, that's the motto to live by, ladies and gentlemen. Just if you can educate, if you can go out and teach somebody, you know, how to do a DM meeting, how you're doing the calls, right, that is the key to, you know, this business. You're going to learn more by actually showing people and teaching people how to do it. Number three, fail as quickly as you can. You know, each time you stumble, each time you have an issue with an enrollment, you walk out of a DM meeting, you don't have the next steps, you know, are you following up? Did you close that DM meeting on the spot? Did you, you know, what can you learn from what didn't happen? You know, how when you fail that, whatever it is, look at it. And do this daily in all your actions, everything that you do, because you're going to steadily gain in your performance standards as you move through, okay? You go out to a DM meeting, and you thought you had everything set up, and all of a sudden you find yourself in a warehouse, no tables, no chairs, everybody's standing. Oh, my goodness, how are people going to fill out applications? Or the HR director says, well, we're going to give them 2 weeks to fill out paperwork. Whatever that is, how can you learn from that? What can you dissect from that situation to make your next enrollment even better? 1% better today, in 100 days you're 100% better. Throw yourself. But you need to fail, because I can assure you it's going to happen. It happens to all of us, and that's how you learn. Become extremely focused on knowing all there is to know, you know, about this business. You know, Scott Brooks talks about it a lot, becoming a professional in your industry, becoming that, you know, that elite guy that, you know, you are the identity theft and legal expert in your area. Master identity theft and what there is to know about it. You know, there is other products. Know what those other products are. So when someone brings up the, oh, well, what about LifeLock? You can say, you know what, here, this is what I know about LifeLock. Boom, boom, boom. You know, the legal industry. What's going on in the legal industry? What is your current hours? What is the current, you know, I know it's anywhere from $800 to $1,200 to get a will done up in our area. Okay? Know that. What is it in your area? What's a cheap will, you know? And then a healthcare directive and a power of attorney, and you can throw that on top. Again, that is becoming that pro. You know, Eric Worre has a book out there, Go Pro, Becoming a Professional Networker. Become that, even in your craft, whether it's networking or you're just marketing plans in this business. Become the knowledgeable guy, the go-to person. Number five, read personal development. Ladies and gentlemen, it's something so few people do on a daily basis. It's just, you have to. Learning, you know, learning. Write down learn. Write down the word learning. Cross out the L at the beginning, and as what does it say? Earning or earn, right? The only way you are going to earn more is if you learn more. And you're going to get that by learning and going to these seminars, investing in yourself. You have some of the most brilliant people in the world that write these books. And there's so much brilliance that can rub off on you. There's such a wealth of knowledge in a book. And as if you read one book a month, you're constantly going to grow each month. I can tell you personal development is the key to your success, especially in this business. It's going to, you know, it's going to alleviate, it's going to lessen the ups and the downs in this business, because you're going to have great highs in this business, and you really need to, you know, help those lows in this business. You're going to think you have a great enrollment lined up, and it's going to come crashing down, and you need to take that lemon and turn it into lemonade somehow. And the way you're going to do that is through personal development. So get a mentor. Number six, get a mentor. You know, I've had a number of key mentors, Mark, Mike, both in this business, and many others in this business. And, you know, you watch them grow, and you watch them at their peak performance and at their peak levels. And that is such a key thing of, you know, you're just not going to grow without surrounding yourself with those people. And again, it kind of just ties into personal development as well, but you're going to grow as a person, and how are you going to reach your personal goals if you don't find some help and someone to lead you and someone to follow and watch what they're doing and learn by them? And you're going to learn at these trainings. And, you know, I can guarantee you at this Cookville training, system training, you're going to get so many nuggets for those of you that are going. It's going to be amazing. I can already assure you. I don't even know what's going on there, but I can assure you it's going to be amazing just because you're going to be surrounded by incredible people. Number seven. Ladies and gentlemen, practice, practice, practice. Practice insane amounts of hours. And I'm going to, this Anders Ericsson is the world's premier eminent researcher on exceptional performance. His research, now this is according to Malcolm Gladwell, and I'll get into it, but this is by Malcolm Gladwell. It showed that it takes 10,000 hours of deliberate practice to make an expert. Okay, we go back to becoming number four, becoming extremely focused. It takes 10,000 hours to become an expert. You got to become an expert in this business, ladies and gentlemen. You got to put in the time, okay, and then out will come the expert. And how do you do that? Over time. And Malcolm Gladwell has a great book out there, The Tipping Point, for those of you that haven't read the book. It's an oldie but a goodie. The Tipping Point by Malcolm Gladwell. And this is a statement from him that this Anders Ericsson is the world's preeminent researcher on exceptional performance. About the 10,000 hours, again, the little bit of time, over time, pretty soon all of a sudden you have 10,000 hours and you are the expert in your industry. The only way you get better at riding a bike is to get on that bike and ride it. Okay, you can watch videos, you can watch DVDs, you can listen to cassette tapes, you can have somebody teach you, but the only way is to really get on that bike and learn how to ride that bike, right? You're going to fall off, you're going to skin your knees. It's going to happen, but pretty soon you become better. Number eight, go to the edges of your comfort zone, ladies and gentlemen. Go to the edges of... You have to get there constantly. You got to push yourself beyond your edges. Elite athletes do this. Writers do this. Us salespeople do this. You know, you do the same thing every day. You have to have at specific times. What is it that you're doing? When are you making your calls? When are you going to, you know, set up DM meetings? When do you have time set aside for your DM meetings? When are your enrollments? And you're constantly pushing yourself to that edge. You have to constantly push yourself. You know what? I think I can do 30 calls today. You know what? Push yourself and do 40 calls. Push yourself and do 50 calls. Push yourself to the edge. and constantly better yourself. That's what relentlessly by doing this, and you're going to constantly grow your talent. And guess what? You're going to become comfortable because all of a sudden it's not hard anymore, right? Play to win, number 9, versus play to avoid failing. Ladies and gentlemen, I can assure you, and I like relating it always to sports. You know, last night, that team, the Vikings team, was not the same team as a week ago Sunday night. It was atrocious a week ago. I mean, they were playing not to lose. Okay, I can assure you, if you play not to lose, you're going to lose. If you play to win, and you have the ability in this business to play to win, you have all the tools to be great in this business. You know, all the experts, you know, they pursue their excellence, while average performers behave in a way designed to avoid making mistakes. Ladies and gentlemen, don't try to avoid making mistakes. You just heard, you're going to fail your way to the top. Number 3, fail as quickly as you can. You heard me. You know, it's going to make a big difference if you just constantly push yourself and play to win. Go get it. Mark talked about it. Let's go open a group this week. Push yourself. Let's see if you can go get a group on the books. There is plenty of time to go meet with companies yet. Set up DM meetings this week or next week and still have them say, yes, let's do a holiday workshop by whatever date that is before the end of the year. Okay? Number 10, remember that things you once focused on hard, you found hard, now you find easy. I mean, this just goes back to number 10. You're built to grow, to flourish, and to adapt to new standards. Ladies and gentlemen, you have the ability. Everything's going to get easier. Everything's going to get, as you do this, pretty soon it's going to be easy for you to make those 50 calls a day. Pretty soon it's nothing for you to go out and do a DM meeting. I was working with a kid here a few weeks ago, and he's like, oh, my gosh, I could never do that. Pretty soon now he finds himself, he's doing DM meetings, okay? Now all of a sudden he's like, I don't think I could ever do a group meeting. Ladies and gentlemen, it's no different. You all know this business. You all know what it takes to do this, okay? You've heard the trainings. You've listened to the stuff. You just have to go do it, skin your knee up a little bit, and just take action. It's what it's all about. Number 11, set up a support team. You know, you're going to find a lot of this at our event. You know, like if you're going to like the Cookeville event in December, or if you're going to go to the Dallas event here at the end of March, which I encourage you to, find a workout partner. Find somebody that is willing to hold you accountable. You know, they want to become world class in their, you know, at this craft as well. They want to become an expert, maybe like you. Someone similar, or maybe that's even a little farther along in this business than you are. Create an alliance together. Work it together. But you're going to find a lot of these people, no matter where it is, across the country, you can, you know, have a daily accountability call or a couple times a week. Hey, how many calls did you make this week? How many DM meetings did you do? How many enrollments did you set? Keep that up. Team up, okay? You know, become that team, and you'll have a story, you know, once you go through your journey, because you're going to go through a journey. It is going to, you know, it's just part of your journey, okay? It's going to be a mess, okay? I can assure you, you're going to deal with messes in this business. But everybody wants the message, right? We all want the message. When is it going to happen for me? In order to get to the message, you have to go through the mess. Write down message. I always like saying this. Write down message. You're going to have to write mess first. You have to go through the mess to get to the message, okay? And number 12, and I'm going to elaborate on this quite a bit, is keep a journal. You know, writing in a journal, a learning journal, you know, each morning, you know, what is it you're doing? Or each evening, you know, write what you did for the day. Keep that journal. You're able to go back, you know, and really reflect. And especially from calls, you know, like this or many other, you know, trainings that you go to, it's your learning journal, you know. And even in that journal, celebrate you know, those wins, write down, hey, I made senior associate, I made manager, I made senior manager. When did you make those steps? You know, Mike talked about, are you a director and you're sitting at 20 sales? Go figure out how to get those 5 sales. Don't say that it can't be done. Figure out how to get it done and become that senior director this week and go, man, I'm going to get paid as senior director next month. Write that down. Celebrate that. Whether that celebration is, you know, you going out for pizza with the family or steak with the family, or you going out just to get ice cream, whatever that celebration is, go make that happen. You know, a journal for these trainings. You're investing in your business, ladies and gentlemen. This time is money for you, okay? You're investing in yourself. And hang on to those nuggets. Hang on to when you go to the Cookville or you go to, you know, any of these trainings. And you constantly hear me talking about these trainings. But when you go and invest in yourself, you're able to go back to them. Again, it's a learning journal, okay? If you notice inside the learning, as I said, there's earning. It's the information plus the decision plus the action, okay, is what's going to equal your future. Again, the information plus the decision, you have to decide to make it happen, right? And then you have to take action, which is going to equal your future. I had a millionaire many, many years ago when I first started in this business tell me that time is going to either promote you or expose you. Jamie, if you are doing the calls, if you are setting up the appointments, you are doing the sit-downs, you are doing the trainings, okay, you are going to be promoted. If you are just talking about it and you are just running your mouth without running your tennis shoes, you will be exposed. Okay? It won't happen for you. So we have to do more than talk about it. You got to go through it to get to it. You know, people don't quit this business. They quit on themselves. And why would you quit on yourselves? You know, you got to tell yourself every day that you're in the right place at the right time and you're going to go for it for your future, ladies and gentlemen. You are in the right place at the right time. Tell yourself you're abnormal. You're not like the normal people in this business. You are abnormal. Ab stands for above normal, okay? You're going to be above the normal. I no longer will let the dreams be crushed inside of me. Ask yourself that question. Ask yourself this question. How long are you going to do this business? How long you're going to do it until, right? I will until I succeed. I will until I retire. I will until, right? That's the difference. You know, 97% of people don't know why they wake up each day and deal with the challenges of life. Ladies and gentlemen, 97% of people don't know why they wake up and deal with these challenges every day. You need to know each and every day that you're going to invest some time in yourself. You're going to invest some time in this business for your future. Just go grow, right? Champions do all the time what others only do occasionally. I want to leave you with a little story about some frogs. I'm going to leave you with this. It really sums up when we talk about once upon a time, there was a bunch of tiny frogs who arranged a running competition. The goal was to reach the top of the very high tower. A big crowd had gathered around the tower to see the race and cheer on the contestants. The race began. Honestly, no one in the crowd really believed that the tiny frogs would reach the top of the tower. He heard statements such as, oh, way too difficult. They'll never make it to the top, or not a chance that they will succeed. The tower is too high. The tiny frogs began collapsing one by one, except for those who in a fresh tempo were climbing higher and higher. The crowd continued to yell, it's too difficult. No one will make it. More tiny frogs got tired and gave up. But one continued higher and higher and higher. This one wouldn't give up. And at the end, everyone else had given up climbing the tower except the one tiny frog, who after a big effort was the only one who reached the top. Then all of the other tiny frogs naturally wanted to know how this frog managed to do it. A contestant asked the tiny frog how he had found the strength to succeed and reach the goal. Turned out that the winner, the tiny frog that won, was deaf. The wisdom of the story is never listen to other people's tendencies to be negative or pessimistic, because they take your most wonderful dreams and wishes away from you. The ones you have in your heart, always think of the powerful words have because always think of the power words have, because everything you hear and read will affect your actions. Therefore, always, and you hear the Riches Brothers all the time, always be positive. And above all, be deaf when people tell you that you cannot fulfill your dreams. Always think, God and I can do this. Most people walk in and out of your life, but friends leave footprints in your heart. Ladies and gentlemen, you have so many friends here at Harvard. In 2 days, tomorrow will be yesterday. Tomorrow will be yesterday, okay? Many smiles begin because of another smile. To the world, you might be one person, but to one person, you might be the world. If you fall down 10 times, ladies and gentlemen, stand up the 11th time. You're going to learn in this business, right? Do not become weary in doing good, because you will receive a harvest if you do not give up. I want to leave you with this, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you will be able to hear the voices of truth and encouragement in your life and not listen to the ones that are going to try and take you out. Take care. God bless. And I want to turn it back over to you, Mr. Riches. Thank you for the time.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Doucette, for that fantastic training. That was absolutely incredible. Wow, what fantastic information. Like I said, you know, before, I love Mr. Doucette's trainings because they're so pertinent, they're so real, they're so authentic and genuine. And Jamie, we really, really do appreciate all that you prepared, all that you shared. You're coming at that with phenomenal perspective, my friend. And I'll tell you what, I know that myself and many other of our agents this morning really gleaned a lot from what you shared. We appreciate you sharing your wisdom and again, just such excellent perspective this morning. I hope that as you listen to what Mr. Doucette said, that you found it helpful and motivational to take your business to the next level. Why wait? Why wait until next year? Why wait until next month or next week? Next month is next week. But why wait? There's no point in waiting. Do it today. Why put off tomorrow to tomorrow what you can do today? And I love how he said 2 days from now, tomorrow will be yesterday. And I'm telling you, that's how time works. That's how life works. And you and I are either going to be sitting there looking around saying, man, I think I missed it. Or we're going to be sitting there looking around saying, I'm so glad I took advantage of this opportunity. I'm so glad that I took my business to the next level. Now, you can't control everything. Jamie hit it right on the head. You can't control everything in this business. You just can't. I wish you could. I wish that when you walked into a decision-maker meeting that you had full control over what that decision-maker felt and said. I wish that when you walked into an enrollment, or that when you were preparing for an enrollment, you had full control over how everything in that enrollment goes. I wish that you had full control over retention and promotions and all of that. I wish that we had full control, but we don't. We don't. But we do have a measure of control. And we know this, that if we worry about the things that we can control. See, today you do control. You have 100% control over how many calls you make today, how many prospecting calls you make today. Get out of your house. Go out. I mean, look. Jamie's walking around in 18-degree weather up there in Minnesota. Now, there might be parts of the country or North America where it's colder than 18 degrees, but there's a whole lot of parts where it's not as cold as 18 degrees. I mean, I got out this morning. It was 31 degrees. I about died. And then I get out here and hear 18 degrees. I'm like, man, I have no excuse. I got to get out there and meet with more companies. What's Jamie doing this morning? Driving to an enrollment. What does he have this week? Enrollment set up every day this week. See, he's not letting stuff stand in his way. He's not making excuses. That's what winners do. They rise above the challenges that they face. And Jamie's a perfect example of that. Well, I hope you take full advantage of that. I hope that today you worry about the things that you can control. You can totally control how much prospecting you do today. That is 100% in your control. And here's what we know. You can control your learning. You can control your development. You can control because you've got access to online training. You don't have to wait for, you know, for next Monday's call. Next Monday we're going to have a fantastic call, but you don't have to wait for that. You can go back and listen to other calls and continue to grow and continue to develop. And what we've learned, and what I've learned certainly in 16 and a half years of doing this business, is that if you worry about the things that you can control, enough good will come out of the things that you don't have full control over. I hope you hear that. If you worry about the things that you can control, and Jamie did a fantastic job outlining so many of those things today, you can control going to an event, you can control your prospecting, you can control your learning and your development, you can control journaling, you can control all of that. You've got full control over. Then the things that you don't have full control over will produce. They'll take care of themselves. And again, you're going to have, like Jamie said, you're going to have, you know, decision makers that don't go well, meetings that don't go well. You're going to have enrollments that fall, you know, you fall flat on your face. But that's okay because you'll produce enough out of the things that you don't have control over if you can worry about the things that you do control. Some of us are sitting there just kind of throwing our arms up saying, man, I can't do it. You got to lose that vocabulary, folks. You got to get rid of that word can't and worry about the things that you can do and that you will do today. And again, don't put those off till tomorrow. Take full advantage of that today. Again, Jamie, thank you very, very, very much for that impeccable training. We certainly appreciate your leadership and look forward to seeing you at future events as well, getting to visit with you again. Again, a big thank you to Mr. Mark Riches for sharing those exciting announcements that Legal Shield made. We are excited to get up to Ada, Oklahoma tomorrow for this group meeting and again, strategy session, planning for, you know, how do we go out and open more groups than ever before. I'm certain that we're going to have some exciting news to share with you out of that meeting. But the worst mistake that you could make right now is to put things off until next week or next month or next year that you could be doing today. Take full advantage of this special window of opportunity that we have right now. Here's a good question for you. How many times will the phrase Holiday Identity Theft Workshop escape your lips this week? How many times will you say that phrase today? The answer to that question will in large part determine your success here in the month of December and closing out the month of November. And I'm not saying that's the only thing that we ought to be talking about, but that's a big one. Again, right now we're in a perfect window of opportunity. I hope that you're taking full advantage of that. As you meet with employees, you know, understand, right now they're spending money on all kinds of stuff. They're spending a whole lot more than $782 a week, which is that's the 2017 rate for a family combo plan, $7.82. They're spending a whole lot more than $7.82 on toys for their kids for the holidays that their kids are going to play with for 10 minutes and then forget that they have. And we're talking about peace of mind and protection for their entire family for $7.82. You got to break that down and communicate that to people, and they will see the value of it. I'm telling you, they need it today more than ever before. Go protect families. Get enthused about the mission and crusade of this company. And our goal has always been to provide an opportunity for our agents to develop passive income, to develop a six-figure residual income, to really become financially independent, where they don't have to worry about money. That's always been one of our big goals, but never mistake the crusade and mission of our company, and that is to protect families and individuals with the solutions that we offer. And those solutions have never been needed more than they are right now. With that, we wish all of you the very best. Make it a fantastic day and week as we close out the month of November. Again, a huge thank you to Mr. Jamie Doucette for his training this morning. God bless every one of you, and we'll talk to you soon.